Welcome to Water Online Radio, coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. And broadcasting direct from AWWA ACE 2012. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
We're coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. This is day two of AWWA ACE 2012 and Water Online Radio. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my colleague, Todd Youngblood. Todd, we got lunch. We're ready to go for the next half of the day.
Too much bunny food at lunch. We got there too late and all the good stuff, all the meat got picked over. I don't know what was left.
A lot of fellows in this hall. Know. We're left with all the green stuff. That was no good. But we're kicking off the afternoon segment with a really exciting guest. I want to welcome Mark Linemiller, who is a segment manager for the Water and Wastewater Competency Center for Schneider Electric. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Before we get into it, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I've been part of our Water and Wastewater Competency Center now for about almost six years. And it's a team that we put together about 7 years ago to focus strictly on water and wastewater. We had about 100 people in that group now. Been in the industry overall for probably, over 20 years for power control, automation, SCADA, all that kind of stuff.
We're going to get more into your work, but tell us a little bit about Schneider.
Schneider Electric is essentially, you know, we're involved in everything that relates to power distribution and control, but we've made a number of acquisitions that also include a lot of the advanced technologies that would be used, like, say, for leak detection, smart water networks, security, access control to, you name it, anything that passes electrons, pretty much we're involved with it.
Mark, you talked a minute ago about 100 or so folks in this competency center. I assume there's a building and some facilities that go along with that as well?
It's sort of, but instead of having this one big ivory tower that says, you know, Water and Wastewater Competency Center across it, it's a number of different people. We've got design teams in Nashville and in Seneca, South Carolina. We've got other assets in Raleigh, North Carolina. So actually, we're pretty spread out. And again, different levels of expertise. So we've got a group of guys here in Dallas that do performance contracting and security and access control specializes. That group's teamed here.
Let's get up to 10,000 feet, look down at the industry, and what are the biggest trends that you see coming down the pike the next several years? And more importantly, how is Schneider Electric prepared to kind of help deal with those?
Sure, there's quite a number. How much time do we have?
We have like 4 hours.
So good. Perfect. I might be able to get it all in. So part of it is into smart water networks before. Essentially, it's more advanced systems that are, you know, using information from disparate systems. A lot of information that's available that people really haven't been able to combine and use for actionable information. So lots of data, but how do you do stuff with it? So, you know, a lot of focus on that. Also in the security area, there have been a number of security breaches lately. So a lot of enhanced security measures taking place right now. We see guys putting cameras in pump stations. So you open the door to the pump station, triggers a camera, you know, sends a picture, starts collecting video, tracks the person throughout the pump station. Okay, like what the heck is Todd doing in the pump station, right? So we want to find out. But, you know, be able to use that for alarming. Another thing is this, you know, the whole water scarcity issue. There's a lot of that going on. I mean, face it, we're in Texas. There's a whole lot of people moving to Texas, but not a whole lot more water here. So what do you do? So there's water reuse. There's other things for leak management, leak detection. So, you know, what is it you can do to, you know, really maximize those resources that you have? And so we've got some technology and some expertise to help out with that. Energy is always a big deal, too. You know, this whole water-energy nexus you hear about takes a lot of energy to make water. It takes a lot of water to make power. So how do you minimize that? How do you really improve those efficiencies? And so that's a big press for us. You know, we've got a fair amount of information over there in the booth about it. Safety, that's another issue always. And so one of the things we have in the booth this time is this new arc block technology that we're using for arc flash. So again, this is for electrical protection of employees, keeping them away from potential dangers. We're also seeing more and more ultraviolet used in water treatment. You see an awful lot of that in wastewater, but now on the water treatment side, you're seeing more UV. And so fortunately, it's a big switch mode power supply. It does create some harmonic issues, some other power issues in the facilities. So we've got means of mitigating those. And I think another thing, too, that you see as a trend is this whole design build. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this as an alternative delivery method, but what it does is it's a way of helping the municipalities to deliver projects on time and on budget. And so we've become part of those design teams with some of the major electrical design groups as well as some of the general contractors.
Mark, I'm just listening to you go through this laundry list of innovations and challenges. I mean, if I'm managing a water utility, I'm thinking I want to go find a bridge to jump off. How do you help customers deal with all those challenges you just listed off?
Well, I can understand because it really is a huge, and it's a variety of things. So there's so many different challenges. You know, and one of the other challenges too, I didn't even think about is like, say, there's aging infrastructure for one thing, okay, but there's also the aging workforce. A lot of those guys are aging out and retiring, and how do you replace that knowledge?
The knowledge goes with them.
Exactly. So a lot of the guys you get coming in, you know, they're not the 20, 30-year guys. They're guys who are going to be there for 2 or 3 or 5 years and move on. So, you know, what is it that you can do to help capture that knowledge and automate some of that? And so what we've got is teams with guys who've been able to not only take what the local guys know, but also best practices from a global basis and integrate that in together to create some long-term solutions that will outlive those guys who've retired.
So ACE 2012, what are some things you guys are going to be doing at this show?
So, gosh, we've got the stuff in the booth. A lot of the things I've kind of already talked about. But one of the things that's kind of exciting over there is we call it the EcoStruxure demo. And it's taking all of those pieces that we were talking about before, whether it's leak detection. You know, we acquired a company called Telvent recently. And Telvent has 50 weather forecasters up in Minneapolis. And so very high resolution forecasting. And so being able to integrate that, you know, storms, lightning, not only lightning strikes, but lightning prediction. So being able to, in advance, be able to help guys to get assets in place to take care of different kinds of stormwater situations or storm situations or anything else. But also, that again, that EcoStruxure demo, it pulls in the security aspects. So I kind of talked about before. So if somebody enters a place they don't belong, cameras get started. Because you typically don't have a security guy sitting around full time at a lot of these plants, but it goes and lets the operator know via the SCADA system, hey, you got somebody here, and you can actually see that that should pop up on those SCADA screens. So again, the whole process control, security aspect, the whole thing kind of all packed up together. Energy efficiency.
You mentioned some acquisitions. Considering those and some other expansion of services, what's the focus of you guys going forward?
It really all kind of wraps around energy. And so, you know, knowing what your energy is and kind of what's your strategy moving forward and how are you performing. We got this whole energy wheel over there, kind of walks you through. It's just a, like an endless cycle, if you will. You work through it and you tweak it a little bit more and you tweak it a little bit more. But energy overall is really the focus of where we're going forward. So sustainability.
All right. Well, Mark, we're out of time. Before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about the work at the Competency Center and Schneider Electric?
Probably the easiest thing to do would be just go to www.schneider-electric-water.com, or you can call me on my cell, 770-329-3878.
All right. Well, Mark Linemiller, a segment manager with Water Wastewater Competency Center at Schneider Electric. It's great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate it very much.
Say hello to Pam for us.
I'll do it.
All right, well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Mark Linemiller, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll be right back with our next guest.